when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. You are listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And today is, you know, this will be the last, our last Saturday in June of the year of 2023, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty God. There is no name under the sun in which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. You know, it's my firm belief, I'm 99.999% right that I'm right. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. Church is not going to save you. There's no denomination is going to save you. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. But people, as you know, Blood River Radio is a Christian radio network. Without Christ, we know we could not do anything. We sure couldn't. And we always say, even if we were to fight, if we knew we were going to lose this battle, we think that our ancestor, our progeny, if we fight hard enough, they will be able to win the victory, and we will be in heaven, unite in heaven together. So it doesn't really matter if we win here. Maybe the next generation can get it. Anyway, people, if you will, bow your head. We're getting ready to say a quick prayer, if you will. Almighty Father, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all things that's unseen, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Eddie Miller and Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio, the God of the periodic table. You created in the entire universe with all the elements of the periodic table, elements that haven't even been discovered yet. Oh, Lord, you created them. Lord, here's what we'd like today, Lord. We'd like to ask you so humbly, Lord, to stay with us, to keep your shield over us, to keep protecting us from Satan and his officer corps, as Biscuit in Florida likes to refer to the sons of their father, the devil, in John 8:44, King James Version, I like to read. Keep our eyes open. In Blood River Radio, we think our eyes are open. We have wisdom and discernment. Thanks to you, oh God. If you will, God, please, please convict our fellow white people. Convict them of their cowardice. Convict them of their sins and bring them back into reality to get back in this fight to defeat Satan, who Satan is full blown. He's very, very close to pulling that trigger, an all-out thermonuclear war, God. Please help us. Give our people the courage to do what it takes to get, if we have to get in the streets, to tell the elected politicians, the transnational industrialists, to go to hell. We're not recognizing their authority. We're not following them, and they had better head for the hills because we're going to deal with them. And, Lord, if you will, give us the courage to do that. Never let us stop from riding to the sound of the gunfire. And we ask all that in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. People, we have a great program tonight. All four of our co-hosts had to be off tonight, so it'll just be me and some guests. we have the one. Here's a quick outline. Oh, before I forget, we have our donor this week was, he's an old Yankee. His name is Frank White. Frank White, he's way up yonder north of Mason-Dixon line. He donates every quarter like clockwork. He's a really a good old guy. I'm not kidding you. I really like that guy. Anyway, he was our only donor for this week, and without people like Frank White, we could not keep this station open. That's for damn sure. Anyway, people, the first hour, like I said, we have Alfred Schaefer, my brother, your brother. We owe Alfred a great deal. If you'd like to get his full bio, You can refer to the archives last week on First Hour. That would have been June the 17th, First Hour of Blood River Radio. But we could give a brief write about when we come back if you want us to. But anyway, Alfred has had a it would have been a traumatic experience for most normal people, but he just takes it in stride. He's got the guts of a lion. And we're going to bring him on in just a second, and he's going to stay on probably an hour and a half. Since Sam Dixon was supposed to be on second hour, he called in. That's the way live radio is. People call you at the last minute and say, hey, you can't come. So that's cool. But we'll have Mark Tomey coming in probably second segment of the second hour, because we'll let him ask some questions to Alfred and myself. And you all know Mark Tomey. If you don't, we'll tell you who he is. In the second hour. A third hour, we have Michael Tubbs. Here's the theme of the show. The first hour, this is kind of a rough theme. The first hour is going to be stopping the war. It's up to us. We the few. We the patriots. If not us, who? We have to do what it takes. We have to take all measures necessary. In situations like these, people, you can't worry about legality. Getting on the right, on the wrong side of the Satanist cabal that we consider government. Here's the question is, first hour, are we willing to let a thermonuclear war destroy everything that God has created on this earth and destroy our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren? Are we willing to do that just for a little safety? So that's going to be, we have to stop that war. The theme for the third hour, we have Michael Tubbs. Michael Tubbs is a former Green Beret, U.S. Army Special Forces. He did time in the Gulag, or the federal government Gulag. He's going to come in. He's been schooled in what to do if the unthinkable happens and we do have a thermonuclear war. He's been taught how you deal with radiation, stuff like that. I had some training like that back when I got drafted back in the 60s, but not as intensive as he did. So he's going to come on. First theme, first hour, we got to stop it. Third theme for third hour, what if we don't stop it? Second hour, we're just going to kind of cruise a little bit. If Alfred can stay, we'll keep him. And Mark Tomey is going to be coming on to ask some questions. So anyway, without further chatter, we're going to bring on my brother, your friend, our hero, Alfred Schaefer. How are you doing? It's nighttime over there, Alfred. It's about 10:13 over there, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. First of all, thanks for having me on your show again. Yeah, it's 10:13 at night now here. Yeah, and I wanted to say, in your opening prayer and so forth, yeah, we have got, we could stop this in a civilized way overnight if we just had everybody stand up and accept the truth and face the truth and scream it out. This thing would be over right away, because nobody wants to be our enemy when we have all understood what is going on here. So, yeah, that's I just want to say thanks for your opening prayer and what your statements were so far. Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, and I was just thinking, you know, Alfred, I'm probably a little older than you. I lived through the 60s. I was drafted in the 60s, and I watched countless, I've watched millions of people. Matter of fact, they had, I think it was in 68, I was already in. I got drafted in the Army. I was a combat medic. But I watched from a distance, from far, what they call the Vietnam moratorium. Millions of young people marched. I mean, they torched cities. They did everything. They did everything possible they thought they could do. But I noticed, and I was thinking about this week, they had no effect on stopping the Vietnam War. So I've come to the conclusion, we, Alfred, if we're going to stop this war, we have to act differently. If we don't act differently, if we don't find the methods to stop these demon-possessed, these Satan-worshipping criminal cabal members, if we don't stop them, they're going to blow up the whole damn world. So we have to do what it takes. And I know, Alfred, some of our brethren, a matter of fact, I'll put it this way, most of our brethren, very, very few of our brethren are going to have the stomach to do what's necessary to stop this war. And I think our people know, I'm not really speaking in code, but kind of in code, what we've done in the past has not worked. What we've been doing in the past 60 to 75 years to stop this crap has not worked. So, and I'm telling you flat out, being a peacenik ain't going to get it. How about that, Alfred? What do you think about that, brother?
Well, the reason I'd say that it didn't work to stop the Vietnam War is because the peace movement was actually driven by the very opponents who we are now fighting in this peace, love, sex, drug, and rock and roll demoralization of we call it the 68ers kind of thing, the hippie movement. We thought that was an organic, natural development, but it was not. It was actually driven by those who we call communists now. But what we see today is we could stop this instantly if people understood what is happening. We could stop it simply when they come and they say all the people in the forces have to get a vaccination. Well, that's the first place to say stop. You want to vaccinate me? How about my fist in your face? This is like just facing down those people who are instructing us and teaching us and telling us things, facing them down with the truth. That's what we have to do today, and understanding the truth. So that's why it's so important to articulate and describe things that as they are happening, so that people can understand it and have people understand they need not feel any shame for having believed the lies. Because I know I was indoctrinated myself and believed all kinds of lies, and it was a process to come out of that condition.
We have to go to our first break, Alfred. We'll be right back after this break, brother. Hold on to that thought. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we had this internet blip. We went totally dead. The network was down. I used every phone number I had to try to get back. Couldn't get through to anybody on the studio in Florida. I'm in Tennessee. But anyway, we're back now. Hopefully it won't happen again. You know, who knows why it happened? We could say, well, conspiracy, you know, we were attacked. Who knows? Well, the only thing that matters is we're back now. And so we're going to go right back to our guest, Alfred Schaefer, calling in from Germany. He's been so gracious to take his call in. A matter of fact, it is 10:26 p.m. over there in Germany right now, if I'm reading my international clock right. But anyway, Alfred, if you remember where we was, we were talking about, to summarize, I had said that our people, when I was in the Army, people back home tried to stop the war. They marched in the streets. They did everything possible. And basically, the politicians didn't give a damn about what they said, what they thought. And this is just an aside, and I'll tell you why. Because it's my firm belief that the elections have been fixed for years and years and years. So they don't give a hoot in hell what people think. The only thing that really matters in the end is who has the biggest guns. But anyway, back to you, Alfred. If you remember where you were before we got knocked off the internet, go ahead and continue on, brother.
Yeah, I was talking about the difference between stopping this pending war and the thing what happened in like 68, you know, the Vietnam thing. Now you have to think back about the peace marches and protests against the Vietnam War back then. That had more to do with getting the young people to lose their patriotic feelings for the homeland, kind of thing. And the Jews that were running, you know, the Vietnam War, basically. It was a fake movement, this peace movement. So they had no intention of. I mean, John F. Kennedy wanted to end the war, but he was killed when he learned and knew too much. They assassinated him, and Lyndon Baines Johnson was their man in office. And after Kennedy was killed, and that was the end of everything positive that could have happened, you know. And now we have a situation that where we have an accumulation of criminality and rot in our system that is life threatening. It's an existential threat for not only the United States or our race. Or it's an existential threat for civilization itself right now that we face. And right now, that's why it is absolutely essential that all of not only our people but all the other races too understand what has happened to us. And if like this feeding frenzy at our expense, if that continues on until we are too weak to exist anymore, then it'll be the end of civilization on this planet. Like, this is the greatest threat that humanity has faced, I'd say, in probably, you know, 5,000 years or so. It is an existential threat for civilization itself. And we can get this, we can stop what's happening in a civilized way, but that is that requires everyone to understand what's going on and just stand up to it and face it down and don't cooperate with them anymore. And that's that's my words on that.
Well, you know, and people might, just in case, I think probably just about the vast majority of people listening to this program, I'm sure everybody listening to this program know which war we're talking about. In case we have some new listeners that have been kind of like, you know, on the brink of being a libtard, they won't know. We'll tell you what war we're talking about, just to make sure to clarify things. As soon as we come back from this break, folks, we got to go to another break. Be right back, folks.
The land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty. USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Montana officials are responding to a train derailment in the Yellowstone River. A freight train plunged into the river after a bridge collapsed today near Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings. Oil is reportedly leaking into the river. The head of a mercenary group of soldiers in Russia is reportedly calling a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says leaders of the Wagner group held talks with the president of Belarus and agreed to de-escalate the situation. In the meantime, the Kremlin is denying that Russian President Vladimir Putin has fled Moscow. According to flight radar, his plane was seen departing Moscow for St. Petersburg before it disappeared completely from radar. The number of pedestrian deaths in the U.S. is the highest it's been in over 40 years.
According to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Administration, over 7,500 pedestrians were killed in traffic accidents last year. Data from the report shows a 77% increase in pedestrian deaths between 2010 and 2021. In particular, Arizona, Oregon, and Virginia had large increases in pedestrian fatalities last year. The organization also found the increase in fatalities has in part been the result of more drivers choosing larger and heavier vehicles, which reduces the chances of someone surviving being hit by a vehicle. I'm Brad Siegel.
A top advisor to Senator Rick Scott is saying that the Florida Republican is not contemplating a White House bid. According to senior advisor Chris Hartline, Senator Scott is focused on securing a second term as a senator and has no plans to run for president. The denial came in response to a New York Times article suggesting that Scott was considering joining the crowded 2024 GOP presidential primary field. Texas has sent more than 500 busloads of illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities nationwide. Governor Greg Abbott commending that milestone. Washington, D.C.'s received over 10,000, while New York City has taken in 8,000. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to Alfred, and we're talking about, I was going to tell you what war we're talking about, just in case people are tuning in. We're talking about the war in the Ukraine, and here's the way it's really summed up. We talked about this, I think, last week. Russia, in my opinion, they probably have the largest reservoir of whites left on the earth. It's only, in my opinion, also, it's the only white nation left that can be really identified correctly as a Christian nation. They have a, they have a large evangelical. What do they call it? You get together. They're going back to, I had a hard time thinking about this term last week, but they're having like an evangelism over there, and they're building churches by the thousands. They're basically a good folk Christian, whereas the rest, and Putin talks about this revival. This is what I'm looking for. They've had a big revival going over there for the past 15 years, 20, 30 years, you know, and what he's facing down, he's facing these giant Jews, Satan-infested Jew national order people. They hate, by God, they hate white people. They especially hate Christians. And the people he's fighting, they're pedophiles, drug dealers, LGBT. They're the most perverted scum of the face of the earth. That's who Putin and the Russians are fighting against. That's that war we're talking about. And I keep, I'm going to go over this in just a second. I'll be through in just a second, Alvaro. I don't know why we keep hearing about, you know, it's like Putin will say, okay, if you knock this block off my shoulder, I'm going to use a tactical nuke. Well, he knocked that block off. Well, if you knock, you better not knock these two blocks off. I keep hearing one more step, one more step. If I was Putin, and I'm not saying I do this as an American citizen, but if I was Putin, here's what I would have done, Alfred, because you know what the satanic faggot Western nations did. They took out that pipeline over there in Russia, the Nord Stream pipeline. If I was a Putin, I would have already taken out, here's what I would have done. I would have taken out most of the vital bridges along the Mississippi River here in the United States. It'd be easy to do. And I would take out the bridges over the Arkansas River, the Missouri River, and I would also knock out the chief refineries here in the United States in a tit for tat. And then I would say, okay, United States, England, do something about it. And when that missile landed in the Crimean Bridge the other day, I would have returned the favor into black-infested London, which is already, I hear, at least 70% black. But that's what I would have done. I keep hearing this crap about that. Anyway, I've got kind of long in the tooth there, Alfred, but I want the people to know, like they wouldn't know which war we're talking about. And it's, I mean, they're threatening thermonuclear war. But anyway, what do you think about that, Alfred?
Yeah, well, I want to go back to what you were saying about the revival of Christianity, the Orthodox Christianity in Russia. We have to think back about the communist Bolshevik revolution going back to 1917. Yes. And these Bolsheviks, Jews, they had destroyed, they blew up all the churches, hundreds of churches. They dynamited them, but they did not touch a single synagogue. So, I mean, that says it all right there. This was... the Jews have hated the Russians. They hate the Christians, and this is a war of the Jew against us. You know, us Christians.
Yes,
and not
yes.
only us Christians, but the whole world actually. And the Ukraine is really just like a false flag or a staging ground for the war that is actually against Europe and primarily Germany. They want actually to have an excuse to basically turn Germany into a wasteland, and they're doing it now with NATO, so-called NATO, supporting Ukraine, this Jew Zelensky, in a war that is actually killing the white Ukrainian men like in a meat grinder, and even selling their organs and so forth to even make profit off it. Zelensky, his mission is basically to have as many whites kill whites, to depopulate the Ukraine, to make space for the Jews from Israel to leave, you know, the present day Israel. They know they do not have a future there. To take over the most fertile lands, in Europe basically, or you know, in this continent here.
Probably the whole world.
And the whole world. I mean, this is so insane, and yet that is the plan. That is the agenda. And by, you know, like this whole, like I have no words anymore for the anger that I feel when I see how far they have come with this genocide against us, with this COVID, corona, rat poison injections for all of our people and so forth. I mean, this is a genocide of biblical proportions. We have not seen anything like this on planet Earth ever, you know, and that's what's unfolding right now. And right now, it is they are doing everything to provoke a retaliation against NATO, which means taking over, like hitting bases in Germany, like Rammstein or someplace, where the fighter jets are taking off that are striking targets in Russia. And that is then the, you know, another phase in this war, and it escalates very, very rapidly. Like that's what we're facing if this is not stopped. That's what we're facing.
You know, Alfred, you mentioned something, and ever since day one, the Jews have hated. But there's no hatred for a Jew has no hatred like they have for a German. I mean, and we all know that for sure. And I've always said, I thought. Maybe it goes back to, Martin Luther. you know, Martin Luther, I mean, I've said this a bunch of times, it could be wrong, but, you know, Martin Luther is the one, in fact, he talked about it. He talked about, the, you know, the lying Jew, the scoundrel Jew. He nailed him. And he also, I know I catch probably flack from some of my Catholic brothers, but he nailed the Catholic Church too. The, you know, the Catholic Church had fallen into, you know, just all kind of depravity and corruption. They were selling penances and all kind of crap. If you want to, if people don't take my word for it, you can read all about Martin Luther. A friend of mine gave me a book called The Legacy of Luther, and I really learned to respect the man. But going back to what I said, I think they hate probably the Germans more than anybody because of the Martin Luther, and they've also hated the Russians, the white Russians, for because they're back in the time of the Tsar. If you correct me if I'm wrong, even prior to the Tsar, the Tsars maybe, you know, the Russian people, they saw what the Jews have done. They had completely done. They had done just like they've done in every single country they've ever gotten a hold of. They get ahead of all the levers of power. You know, for instance, in this country right here, they run the State Department. You know, they have the head of the Secretary of State, like what I said, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, the Department of the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, the people that print the money. They, you know, did probably the defense chairman. I think he might be a black. But they get control. All the pharmaceutical companies, all the universities, all the media, you name it. You name whatever it is. Even the local dog catchers, they control every damn thing. And they were, when the Russians tried to kick them out and the Germans tried to deal with them, anytime you resist a Jew's efforts to conquer you, you know, if you defy and you fight against the Jews trying to turn you into a slave, your children into a slave, well, that's anti-Semitism. If you don't want to be a slave, if you don't, you're damn anti-Semitic. So my question is, Alfred, why, dear Lord, can't the whites, Christians in Ukraine and Russia, especially in the Ukraine, why are the white Christians in the Ukraine being so damn stupid in going along with this stinking Jew in the Ukraine? And you're absolutely right. He's trying to kill as many whites, especially white Christians, as he possibly can. Why can't they see that, Alfred?
You know, it's for the same reason I would say that why didn't people see the insanity of this COVID corona scare plandemic and then roll up their sleeve and get vaccinations when it was this 24/7 propaganda on all channels directing people in a certain way, the same as you would scream at your dog to do something. You know, that's how the Jews do it, by getting all the organs of the like whether it's the media. Well, the media is always the most important thing that they go for, and of course the money, because we need money to as a substitute for our values. You know, like and we cannot survive in our civilization without money. So if they get the control of the money, they can use that to tweak everything they want. They need to tweak for their agenda. And then writing the laws so they get into the judicial system and control that. And in the Ukraine, I'm sure people try to.
We have to go to another break,
drafted.
Alfred. Okay. I'm sorry, we have to go to a quick break. Well. Be right back, Alfred, after this break. Be right back, folks.
Yeah, right away.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant.
Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Dear Blood River Radio family, tried to jump the gun there for just for a second because my old mind was trying to think of two different places at the same time, two different items. But anyway, we're going to go right back to Alfred. I was asking Alfred, our great guest on here, by the way, you know, we gave him a pretty complete bio on the first hour of last week. But, you know, before we go further, Alfred, it might be a good idea for some, especially for new listeners we have coming on, if you will, just give them a quick bio. I know about, you know, who your sister is and how you've been an activist for years. Sure. And how you paid the price. Go ahead and give them a quick bio if you don't mind, Alfred.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, first of all, I grew up as a youngster in Canada. Okay, we grew up in Canada, and then I came to I did a number of travels. Then, like, I started working for IBM for a couple of years to save some money. Then I went traveling, including on a bicycle around in the United States. I spent a whole year riding around the circumventing the states, kind of thing, on a bicycle. Then I came to Europe and traveled here. And then I ended up applying for work at IBM and have been living in Germany ever since. And I actually spent 3 years on an assignment for IBM in the States in Boulder, Colorado, which was great. And then I started waking up to 9/11, but about 10 years after 9/11, okay? And I'd gone into early retirement from IBM, and then I started realizing, well, geez, you know, if I don't get involved in this, in just learning this, understanding it, and helping to educate other people, then who's going to do it? So that's what I started off with. In about my first video that I loaded up, that I produced, was uploaded it in 2014, and it was 9/11 Gatekeepers and Controlled Opposition, and that resulted from an email exchange I had with Noam Chomsky, and that sort of started the ball rolling, because I had made a lot of mistakes actually in that video where I still didn't understand a lot of things, and I was being attacked for these mistakes about a year and a half after I uploaded that video, because I was comparing, you know, the evil Zionists with the evil Nazis kind of thing, because I was still programmed in that matrix of lies. And then I was learning, and then I made one more video and another video and another video. I made a whole series of videos there. So my videos were basically a documentation of my own coming out of this matrix of lies, coming out of the indoctrination, overcoming the weaponized control words and being able to think more clearly and so forth. And it was actually, when I started making my videos, it was the Americans, when they kept telling me about Chomsky, he is a gatekeeper. Because I used to take him, I used to sort of say, well, if I just figured out 9/11, how would I expect him to understand all that, you know? And yet he was one of the people who had, his agenda was to lead people like the Pied Piper astray if they ever get too close to the truth. And Noam Chomsky is on record where he is also saying it's irrelevant who killed Kennedy and so forth. So he he's leading the people astray with John F. Kennedy assassination, and of course then with 9/11, he was an absolute gatekeeper. And once you understand how these people work and how they function, you have to get other people to understand that also, and understand that this is not a game. This is life and death. And once we understand how the Jews operate, you know, with the Hasbara explaining things to us, and the gatekeepers deflecting attention away from the, you know, the root of the problem, and all of every single component of Judaism is like an operating system for a psychopathic parasite, and they have fine-tuned their operating system over like a course of like 5,000 years or so, and are an existential threat to humanity, to civilization, to life on this planet. And if we, the white race, are not able to deal with them and neutralize them, basically, and, you know, pull their teeth kind of thing, then the civilization will cease to exist on this planet. And the other races are actually expecting us to get the job done because we are the most capable. And before you were talking about how they hate the Russians and how they hate the Germans, it's the line of code in their operating system that says the best of the goyim deserve to be slaughtered. You see, the best of the goyim for them are those people who don't put up with their lies, who have the ability to see through it. And that's why they hate the Russians and the Germans, because they have always been able to kind of figure out their little lies and their cheating and so forth, and then they deal with it because nobody likes to be lied to. And now the entire white race is waking up, and that's why they have expanded or spread this hatred out over the entire white race. I mean, the hatred against the white race was formerly, that was focused just on those parts of the white race that they got the rest of the whites to fight and kill. I mean, you know, the whole world ganged up on Germany, just like the yes. whole West was then ganging up on the Soviet Union. And then in those times, when the whole world was ganging up on the Soviet Union, the Jews were all leaving the Soviet Union, coming into the West. Like, you know, like, and then people like Johnson, God, he was taking in these Jews and giving them, you know, special deals and special pensions, all kinds of stuff, because of anti-Semitism and all that stuff. So the Jews have a way of, you know, moving someplace else and crying and whining about something to get special arrangements and so forth. And they get these special arrangements because the Jews that are already there make sure they do. They always go up into places where the laws are written, you know, and how you influence the people who make the decisions. And that's how they do it. So they really, like locusts, you know, they just go from one place to the other. And always have special deals for themselves, and that's the problem we now face.
You know, Alfred, going back, we can go back, and you said that they've been refining their techniques for 5,000 years. That is so true. Anyone that wants to read Scripture, Holy Scripture, I'm a hardcore Christian. It's a variable history of how evil the Jews have been since day one. I mean, every time, I'm just going to digress here just for a second. If you go back to the Old Testament, God tried to work with them over and over, just countless times. He would chastise the Jews back in the early days of, you know, of the Israelites. And every time things would get so hard for them, they would cry out to God. He would come back turned from their wicked ways and repented for their sins and begged God for forgiveness. He would come back and save them. And invariably, with just a short time, less than a generation, they would go back to, you know, evil times again. And, you know, even if you look, and I've tried not to stay on the Old Testament too long. If you go all the way back to Egypt, when Moses led the Egyptians, led the Israelites out of Egypt, they all died. God had to kill. You know what? In the every one of the old generation that was below a certain age, he let them in the desert until they died out because they were so damn stiff-necked. And that's why Jesus had to come. I don't make this in too much of a Bible thing, but Jesus came to start a new covenant. And I preach this to my old Southern Baptist friends, first, you know, United Methodist friends, all you Jew worshipers out there. you know, if you still worship Israel and you still, you know, so-called Israel, this crime cabal over there in the Middle East we call Israel, if you're still worshiping Jews, you're stuck in the old contract. That contract is no longer valid. The new contract is Jesus Christ Almighty plus nothing. But getting back to that, Rich, and that's why I make that point, and you've read it so well, Alfred. You've talked about how evil, just the epitome of evil, the devil incarnate, these damn Jews. Because it goes back to the Bible. If you look at the Holy Scripture, and we always reference, especially there's many of them scriptures in the Bible, but if you reference St. John 8, the chapter of 8, people need to read that entire chapter of 8, especially the 8, chapter 8, the verse 44, when Jesus Christ looks at them, the Jews in the eye, and he calls them, he tells them that they are of their father, the devil. They came, and the devil is here to kill, to steal, to lie. He cannot tell the truth. He's the father of all lies. And these Jews will do the will of their father. And that's why, that's when Jesus was on earth. So what would you think the Jews nowadays, the modern day Jews, Alfred, if they're of their father, the devil, it's only natural they're going to be evil. And they're going to, and if they can, Alfred, it's my opinion, they would love nothing more than to completely just incinerate the entire world, because they want to, their father, the devil, wants to undo anything that God has ever just created. Of course, they're going to lose in the end. But that's, I don't understand why these people can't see that. And one more point, you talked about when you were coming up, a lot of these people, your age, and I never followed to, just swallowed a hook, line, and sinker too much. But they talk about the evil Nazis. You know what? If the United States had had one brain in its head, if we had one brain in our head, we would have fought, if the Germans had won, Hitler and our glorious fear, our German people, they were trying to stamp out these damn Jews who had gotten control of the communists in the Soviet Union. So basically, in Germany, it was the Christian Germans against the damn communist Jews that had control of the Soviet Union. I know that's a lot to unload. We're going to a break in about 4 minutes, but Alfred, but go ahead, take off on that if you don't mind, brother.
Yeah. You said so many important things right there. And first of all, now the whole world is waking up and understanding that we have got to continue where Adolf Hitler and the Germans no longer could move ahead anymore, because the whole world had ganged up under the control of the Jews against Germany. And the level of evil, and how the Jews say thank you. The Jews said thank you to the United States for bombing Germany into the Stone Age by doing a little 9/11, by taking out Yes. President John F. Kennedy as he was beginning to wake up, by doing the USS Liberty, etc., etc., etc. The list goes on and on and on. And now we've got the real big one is injecting all of our people with bioweapon rat poison, and celebrating that in Israel by saying, oh, we've helped the world so much with vaccines, as they're injecting us with these so-called vaccines that are a bioweapon to kill us. I mean, you know, every aspect of the Jewish code of conduct, how they operate, is just absolutely beyond what people can comprehend as vile, evil. Why do they say that a non-Jewish girl of 3 years is ideal for raping, and then the rabbi, the holy man, is instructed to kill her because she seduced him? And the reason for that is because that is a practice in overcoming any residual empathy that may hinder them in doing the crimes that they are, you know, that they go forth, that they do. This is so evil, just beyond comprehension, and that's what we're dealing with. And yeah, so when you say, you know, their father's the devil and the lie and so forth, yeah, they are pure evil. There's nothing more evil than what these Jews do.
You know what? You're on fire, Alfred. You know, you mentioned you've nailed this COVID crap, and I know I've said this on the air a few times. If you would like to get an excellent, we're going to break. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour. We'll bring Alfred is going to come back on the second hour. We'll say a little bit about the real Anthony Fauci in the book that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has put out, and we'll talk about Robert F. Kennedy's fatal flaw. So we'll be right back, folks. We're transitioning to the second hour. We're taking a pretty long break, so get you some coffee, use the bathroom, whatever you got to do. We'll be back in just a minute.